right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, and it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check the incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question today, which is more top of mind for you this morning? Is it A, the Eagles, after the Saints game from 2 days ago and the start of the season, 2-1, but a funky 2-1? Is it just Eagles, or is it B, Phillies, after clinching the division last night? Top of mind for you, Eagles or Phillies? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can also weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Let's actually get to yesterday's poll, because we had a poll question yesterday stemming from that Eagles victory in New Orleans about if coming out of that game, you know, what stood out to you more, the positives of the game, which there were many, or the negatives of the game, which there were many. John, our poll results were 52% positive, 48% negative. Now, give me your
That's
thoughts.
That's incredible.
Well, I don't know if it's that incredible. I mean, you might not have either star receiver this weekend, right? I mean, that's an issue. You know, Nick has been all over the place with decisions. That's an issue. Jalen has been really good and really bad. So that bad side's an issue. I mean, there's a lot from that game not to feel great about. But as Elliott's been talking about, Elliott keeps saying everybody's missing the fact that they won a game that a lot of people thought they were going
to
lose.
Look at us compared to the rest of the NFC, Joe. Like, who in the NFC should have more confidence than the Eagles?
Well, I think a lot of teams. But
okay, what teams? That's crazy because you're wrong. Well, there is no team in the NFC that should
Lions.
Have more confidence
yeah, the
than
Lions
we do.
Lions went to the championship game last year, brought everyone back.
I think the 49ers
the
are probably
Lions.
Still better.
Yeah.
The 49ers?
I think they're probably
the
still better.
The 49ers have been all over the place this year.
Let me tell you this. So there's two different ways to look at it. It's who look, I will grant that it's not going to be a long list of who should be more confident, but I'll also say this. That's more just because it's a down conference and the Eagles are great. Like, one thing I feel entirely certain of. At this moment, now this can change. I don't think it will. But at this moment, I feel incredibly confident saying the Eagles are not elite. They're not. I mean, I've seen elite in my lifetime. I saw 04. I saw the 2017 Eagles. We saw the Eagles 2 years ago. That's what elite looks like, not this. This is a team, not for one or two things. I mean, two things could be 0-3.
Okay, and they could be undefeated.
They could be undefeated, but
If Saquon catches that ball, they are undefeated.
I'm aware.
And everyone says they're the best team in the NFL.
Well, nobody says they're the best team in the NFL.
I'm telling
John,
the power rankings would say they're the best team in the NFL.
Listen.
Everyone cares about how that all shakes out.
John,
when the weekends, everyone looks at that and says, okay, now we have a new pecking order in the NFL.
Can I tell you something?
It happens,
Let me say this about Eagles fans, and I rarely speak for the masses, but I'm going to say it because I feel confident in this statement. Most Eagles fans don't believe in the head coach. That's a problem. And there's a lot of Eagles fans that don't believe in the quarterback. So it's really, now listen, those two were part of the elite 2 years ago. I'm not saying it's impossible they get back there. The team. But I'm saying right now there's a lot of people that think there's a quarterback problem and a head coach problem.
I don't think there's a quarterback problem. I think that they have positioned this thing to where they've got good coaches on the offensive side and the defensive side, and everyone's pulling together, and it's working when it needs to. It's not working quite the way I'd prefer, but I do expect after, you know, once we get into October, once we get to when these games start to matter more and the run game plays in even further. I like where we
sit.
Well,
I'll say this. Look, I'm thrilled they won. I don't know if I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm really happy they won the game because it's just, it helps you. You got to get wins in order to get to the playoffs. 2-1 is better than 1-2. I am having a hard time less than 48 hours removed from that game to forget the feeling of those 3 hours. Particularly the first 2 hours and 50 minutes. I'm just being honest with you.
I mean, the game that everyone said the Eagles would lose.
Well, everybody didn't say the Eagles would lose. They were 2.5-point underdogs. They weren't a 12.5. John, they weren't a 12.5-point underdog.
Okay, but everyone thought that the Eagles would lose
the
game.
That's not
Vegas thought the Eagles would lose that game. You and I both predicted they would win, John.
Yeah, I mean,
you and I both predicted they would win.
You can't say everybody thought they would lose.
Okay, you thought they would lose. Vegas thought they would lose.
That's right.
How's that?
That's right.
The general, more people thought they would lose than win.
That's right. No, that's accurate. I mean, all right, James, Where is your mindset? Let me go back to yesterday's poll, James. And this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494, because it's rare that we get a poll that's that split. 52% skewing positive, 48% skewing negative. What I ultimately want to hear from people today is why. Like, you go more positive or negative coming out of that game. Why? James, which was more top of mind for you yesterday, the positives or the negatives, and why?
The positives, but barely. Like, that poll explains how I feel. I feel like I'm thinking more of the fact they won the game, and it's great that they pulled it out, but there's a lot coming out of it that I'm concerned about, and I don't share John's belief that the Eagles are clearly the team in the NFC. Like, I think they are one of a few teams that are in the top part of the NFC, but, like, I don't know. We'll see. To your point, I don't know about the coach. I don't know about the quarterback. So I felt more positive. That was a game that I felt like if they go to 1-2, I'm really concerned about this season. So it was a big win. But I don't know. I'm really unsure about what this team is.
Two things that shocked me yesterday. One, Seth Joyner was much more positive than I expected. Two, Rhea, you were much more positive than I expected.
Always.
Not always.
I'm always. I'm always, like, I do tend to skew negative.
You do.
What I mean.
So why yesterday were you more positive than perhaps you normally would be, coming from a game where they had 0 points entering the fourth quarter?
Well, I think environment and situation. The fact that they lost half their starting offensive linemen. Okay. Mm-hmm. The fact that all the injuries they had, they were already down their star receiver, and that they haven't won in that place since, what, 2004? It's a difficult place to win. So to me, yeah, did I hate Jalen's decision making in the first half? Yeah. But I watched what he did in the fourth quarter. That was pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Do I love, I still don't really buy that Sirianni's making any of these calls, but, it is what it is. Those decisions have to be shored up. You have to get those points when you need them. You can't make those calls, especially when your team is having trouble scoring. But I just took more positives because you lose that many players in a game and you're already down. As you've already stated, your best player on the team, A.J. Brown, is not playing. So I that impressed me.
Like, it was an impressive win from the standpoint that they won a game, they were an underdog. They won a game with tremendous adversity going on. So it was an important win from that standpoint. But it was also, kind of a gnarly win. I'll say this, one of the reasons, look, I voted positive yesterday. I'm like James.
A gnarly win.
We just re-cemented
the fact that our running game will change games. Our running game, Saquon, you hand it off to him, and he will, like a bullet, go and change the game at the drop of a hat.
Well, let me tell you what.
He had 7 points with, 5 minutes to go in the game.
Right.
Like, we can't
overreact. He had five carries in the first half. They need to give him the ball more.
Well, they're not going to do that.
They have to start giving him the ball less.
They can't give him the ball that much. They can't.
I will disagree with you coming up to Tampa. Tampa has not allowed a passing touchdown this year. However, 6 on the ground.
Yeah, no, I hear that. But let me let me just throw this out as it relates to this upcoming game. I expect Tampa to really stack the box. I mean, come on. If there's no A.J. Brown and no Devontae, and that's a real possibility. We don't know. We'll talk to Sirianni at 8:40, and he's probably not going to answer questions about the injuries. But we'll ask. But, I mean, imagine going in. And look, I know they just won a game without those two, essentially. As the game got into the second half, they didn't have either. But if you have both of them out, I mean, why wouldn't Tampa Bay stack the box? Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I'm just telling you, I think the challenge for Saquon, frankly, is going to get harder because there's less around them. There just is.
You still have to be able to run the ball when the other team knows you're running the ball. And we have a good enough offensive line and a great enough back. Well, actually, great both line and back.
No, they did
that
great.
We should blast right through whoever and whatever they decide to put in front of us.
Well, so
our defense decided to go and jam it up and put, three down linemen right inside the center and the guard area. That sort of overloads things and changes all the blocking schemes. That's what we'll get. And we've got plays that will account for that.
And we'll find out. All right, 215-592. Look, I hope we don't find out. I hope AJ and Devontae play and the Eagles can play normal ball and the other team's got to defend on the back end. But, you know, I got a bad feeling about the receivers in this upcoming week, which is going to put a great onus on Jalen in the running game. Let's go to the
phones. And that's a great place to be when you've got a great running game.
It is, but it's not as good as having AJ and Devonta.
I know. And NFL season is about making do when guys are hurt.
Hold on, Joe. I'm going to put that in the next update.
Breaking news! It's better to have AJ and Devonta. By the way, we don't know Lane Johnson's status. Now, look, credit to those backup offensive linemen and a Stoutland. They won a game. I mean, those guys had a huge hand in it. But, you know, I mean, I don't think that's the recipe for long-term success. I don't think. Jerry in Douglasville. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Joe, I got to take up with you here a little bit. In the beginning of the segment, at like 6 o'clock, you said something about this is the era of Phillies baseball. They've been for the last 3 years. They went to the World Series playoff twice.
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni's done the same exact thing, but you guys want him fired. You guys want him crushed.
Well, I won't fire him today. I said I thought he should have been fired at the end of last season.
Okay. Well, he's done the same thing Thompson does with less. I mean, he doesn't have an MVP. He doesn't have two Cy Young award-winning pitchers. His starting quarterback was a second-round draft pick. I mean, it's a harder league in the NFL than the MLB. I mean, he's done more with less. In the same amount
of time.
Well, I
don't know about the less. I 2022, they had an incredible roster, Jerry, in 2022. And if Jalen hadn't got hurt versus the Bears, he probably would have won the MVP. So
well,
you can't,
I mean,
you know,
okay.
I mean, you know, can't ignore that.
If Harper didn't get hurt with his arm, he would have won two MVPs, right?
He might have.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, I don't understand why we're trying to run this guy out of town when he's doing the same exact thing. That Rob Thompson.
Look, Jerry, I'm not as down. I'm not
because he's
as
not doing the same exact thing as what Rob Thompson's thing. Doing.
He went to the Super Bowl and he's been to the playoffs.
I understand. Look, he's made the playoffs 3 years in a row. I get your overall point. Look, Jerry, I'm not as down on Sirianni as some. Let me just start with that. I think your point more should be toward those that think he's a joke, which I do not think he's a joke. I think the town's kind of unfair to Sirianni. But the reality is, I mean, there was an all-time collapse last year, an all-timer, okay, which was far more egregious than the Phillies losing 4 or 5. I mean, the Phillies lost 4 or 5, which is a form of a collapse in a playoff series. But the Eagles couldn't get it back on track for what turned out to be about 8 weeks.
Against some bad teams.
Against some really bad teams. I mean, it's not like the Phillies last year lost to the frickin' Chicago White Sox this year in the postseason. I mean, the Eagles were getting smoked by the Giants and the Cardinals and the Bucks. I mean, Jerry, that's a joke.
It is a joke, but let's go to the fact that everybody says that Sirianni is a puppet. He has no pull. He's not. Rob Thompson's running out Taijuan Walker there. He has no choice. He's not doing that on his own. He's being told to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's being told.
So he's doing the same exact thing. First of all, if you want to run down the list of coaches in the city right now, Sirianni's at the top of the list. And it's probably Tortorella second, and Thompson's third. I mean, let's be honest.
I don't agree with you, Jerry. Right, do you think that the players feel the same way that you do? Do you think that the players respect Rob Thompson the same way they respect Nick Sirianni and vice versa?
I don't know how you say the results are the same.
Here's what I'll
say that they don't.
Here's what I'll say. I think the players and Jerry, fascinating phone call. It really is. That's a great call. Thought provoking in a lot of ways. Look, I honestly don't know how to rank the coaches. I mean, I'd have to really think about that. I don't want to do that in 10 seconds off the top of my head. Here's what I will tell you that really hasn't been much discussed, but I'll put it out there. It is possible that Rob Thompson's job's on the line this October. It's possible. I mean, John Middleton wants to win it all, and they haven't. He/ Dave Dombrowski has given Rob Thompson an incredible advantage with an incredible roster. They haven't yet won it. If this team flames out early in the postseason, Rob Thompson's job could be in trouble. Look, we saw Danny Ozark win 3 straight divisions, 76-78. He got fired. We saw Pat Corrales in 83 get fired while his team was in first place during the season. Now, granted, they were 43-42.
This just doesn't feel real.
We've seen it. We saw Buddy Ryan get fired after 3 straight times making the playoffs.
But this just doesn't feel like.
We saw Doug Peterson get fired after they won a Super Bowl. We saw Charlie Manuel
get fired again.
Doug might get fired this week.
Yeah, well, he might. Yeah. And we saw Charlie Manuel get fired a year and a half after they had last been in the playoffs, which was 5 straight divisions. It's not inconceivable Rob Thompson's job's on the line, who, by the way, has had some whoppers of mistakes in the postseason. I mean, other than Mitch going in 93 for Gozy, I mean, you can make the case the next worst decisions in Philadelphia sports history, at least in my lifetime, related to the postseason have been the two Rob Thompson's made the last couple of years. You know, I'm talking Kimbrel and I'm talking Zach Wheeler game 4, you know, game 6 removed. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Ben Davis. I don't know how we got to firing Rob Thompson, but somehow we stumbled our way into it. Look, it's a day of celebration. But
congratulations, Phillies. You know, hey, Rob Thompson should probably be fired.
Rob, now it gets real, buddy. Now it gets real. Go get it all!